thought you'd all be dressed up for Halloween.
You just don't know us well.
Oh, yeah.
How's the preparation going for an offense that will run, you know, will try to run more plays than probably any team you've seen this year? Is it, how close is to what they're doing here is what they did at Oregon from your observation?
Very close from what they've shown in the past. It's a good scheme. It's designed to get playmakers in space. And so the biggest thing for us defending it is, one, making sure we got 11 guys on the same page, and two, making sure there isn't any space. And when they, if they get the ball, to go get them very quickly using our mix of calls and coverages that we do.
I mean, they haven't scored a ton of points. They're 22 a game. They only got 10 the last couple, but they do have, like, the most plays in the league of more than 20 yards. There are some markers there that show that they are an explosive team. What's the key to keeping them, their big plays down and getting them off the field?
One is being where you need to be in the run game. What this team does, they do a good job of being balanced run and pass. This is a running offense. That's what people forget is when an offense goes fast, people think that they're necessarily throwing the ball because you pitcher Peyton Manning, but this is a team that wants balance. They want to take whatever's there based off your looks, get positive yards, and get on the ball quick and do it again. And so the keys are making sure where we want to be in the run game, not where they want us to be, knocking people back and being setting edges and doing the things that I talk about a lot, you know, using our hands, those things. And in the pass game, it's top down coverage because number 10 is a good player. And all their receivers can hurt you, can make plays. Some of them are big, and some of them are really fast. This quarterback can throw a good deep ball. He's accurate down the field. So it's top-down coverage, and it's setting the edge in the run game every time, getting 11 guys with our mix of calls to do that.
How much quicker do you need to get play calls in this weekend as opposed to a normal week? Is it a lot different in terms of?
Some games are slower than others, but there's so many people playing at this pace now. I mean, this is the trend in at all levels of football. So we're equipped to get calls in very quickly. That's built into our system. That's what we do.
And then obviously you're not able to substitute a lot when they're going at that pace. So how does that alter what you can do defensively?
Well, as you continue to build, and one of the strengths of this system is, as you guys hear us say a ton, is multiplicity through simplicity. We can do most of our looks at a one personnel group. So we're able to be multiple at a fast pace. And that's our challenge. That's a challenge to the guys. We need to execute that.
What are your impressions of Martez Wilson so far?
He's a big, athletic guy. And he's done what we've asked him to. He's studying. And so that's good. He's working on the look teams, and he's moving around pretty good. So, like Coach Allen has said, it's not exactly easy when you walk in midseason to pick something up when you haven't been in it. So we'll see as he progresses in the next few weeks what can happen.
It seems like over the last two games that Vance Walker has really been maybe not an unsung guy, but he's making a real impact. Can you talk about his role and how he's filling it?
Yeah, like many things about Vance, one of the things we liked and why Dennis and Reggie were able to bring him in was he's smart and he can play some multiple positions, go to the right spot with power. And you're starting to see even a little bit more of his quickness come out too. And I'm proud of Vance. He's doing good. He's really coming into his own. He gets better every week. Hopefully he can continue that trend because – that's a good one to ask a question about. I'm glad you asked. I like where Vance is going.
You talked about, you know, their rushing attack, and they are the second best running team in the NFL right now, but you guys are sixth in run D. Do you get excited for a game like this, to, I guess, go into the film room and be like a mad scientist and game plan against them?
Yeah, I like that nickname better than some of the other ones right now. But that's great. I mean, this is a chat. You guys hear a lot from me. This is why you do it. I mean, they're exceptional. That running back is exceptional in space. And to try to give them no space is the challenge why you do this. That's what excites us, is no matter what type of scheme it is, to be able to stop the run, keep the top on the coverage, and be able to swarm and make plays And like we said, we're turning bad into good. And now if you slow down this running game, you're turning good into great. So, yeah, when we go in there, we're thinking about ways to do it. But most of it is the execution of whatever calls you put them in quickly against this team to do what we need to do.
Coach Allen said Monday that this defense, you know, plays with a chip on its shoulder. I mean, do you feel that way too as a coach? I guess you can say, could people maybe doubt you guys coming into the season?
I think that, you know, D.A. gave me a great compliment Monday when he says, you coach with passion. If you're going to do anything in life, you want to be the best. We want to be the best. And why limit yourself? That's what we talk to the players about. Why not? Why can't you do that? You guys can run, and you're smart, and you love this game. So if you love this game, why limit yourself? Why say, I can't do that ever? Why not say, let's do our best and learn how to play as 11 together and communicate and see what the heck happens. And when in doubt, get the guy on the ground with the ball and go to the next play. So, I mean, that's how we talk.
For training camp, they dropped the Hall of Famer in your lap and said, hey, here's your free safety. Now, 7 games into it, what have you learned about him that maybe you didn't know that maybe surprises you? Is there anything?
He's absolutely amazing in how he studies and what he watches. He's watching football all the time. And how he interacts with these guys and how he feels the game, he's special in that regard. And I really hope that these young men that are around him right now, and coaches and players, can take some of that. When you're around that greatness and how they prepare, and you're a rookie like DJ or whoever, learn what this guy is doing. He loves it. He's watching as much film as any mad chemist or anybody, right? And that's what makes him great. And, of course, he's got ability. But the ability, the love of the game is what comes out when you watch Charles. And it's what comes out, and it's what I hope our young guys keep with them forever, because that's what gives you the long career.
You talked about coaching with passion. How difficult is that balance, coaching with passion and not letting the emotions – maybe get the best of you like
you
did last week?
Well, you better have just an outlet, you know. And so I'll quickly take a deep breath or say something, and then you go to the next play. I mean, that's what happens. So that's it. I mean, you got to let it go. You breathe, you go to the next play.
But D.A. also said that the players seem to feed off of the passion that you bring in practice and also in games. And sure, when it comes down to it, it's X's and O's. You got to tackle and – pursue and all those kinds of things, but how much of your guys' success is based upon everybody seem to be buying into what you're doing and what you're selling, that kind of commitment to and the confidence in your call? How much does that play into your success? Do you follow what I'm saying?
There are no perfect calls. There's only perfect execution, and you know I've said that before, and that's the key. But that's how we approach it. Hey, look, do your job, and do it with that kind of passion. And if you're not doing it with passion, then you're going to hear about it. But there's very few of our guys that are that way. And that's where we're thankful for Reggie and Dennis, for who they brought into our room and who they keep bringing into our room, because these guys want to be great. Greatness is not one thing. It sure as heck doesn't have to do with me. I don't cross that white line. I don't play. But our job is just to put them in positions to make plays. And the more that you do it together, the more plays you make. I don't know how many guys on the defense have sacks right now. I do know that our interceptions and our sacks are spread pretty good. Okay? And when you do your job, quarterback picks who sacks him, not me, not the player. He moves towards somebody, right? So that's how you approach it. And what I'm so proud of with this group of men is that's what they do. They're very unselfish, because the more unselfish you are and the more you throw yourself into anything, the better you can be. And that's anything. That's a team. That's anything in life. Nothing was accomplished by one man by himself. It's everybody working together in their roles, and that's what we talk about.
How's Miles Burris looked just first couple of days?
You know, I light up when you talk about Miles, because he's a stud. He needs to some more field time, but he's covering a lot of ground, and He's working, of course. It's good to see him out there, because that's a great person and a big athlete that hopefully can get himself in shape and help us. And we'll see how it goes. I mean, I don't know. That's obviously going to be Dennis and Reggie's call of when and if that process occurs. But I, for 2 days, I'm excited about where he is.
How did he do last year, I think, when you look back at his season? I mean, sort of different, analysis of how he did. How do you think he did last year?
You know, I think he did well for a rookie. It's hard to be a rookie in the NFL. I mean, you're a young guy against men. And that's why you don't see as many young guys come into the NFL, with the exception of those quarterbacks last year. That was pretty special. Come in and play, because these are grown men that have lifted and trained longer than you and are absolutely brilliant with their film study, like Charles. And you're just becoming a man, and you pop in, and yeah, you were able to throw people around in college, but, you know, everybody's good. So assessing Miles, pretty good as a rookie. Learned from his mistakes and used his hands, and by the end of the year, he was finishing the down unblocked, which is one of our big things, and he was doing that. So he was pretty productive as a rookie, and we're excited to see him back.
Guys have said, you know, as a unit, collectively, they're getting better. They're having more fun. What do you think that you've seen from the start of the season and now that's changed to make that, you know, more prevalent now?
Well, winning is another one. Winning is a process. It ends in a result. Our process is just to continue to get better at doing things together. And then what happens is, especially when you watch him, like the second, third down, when Mike Jenkins makes that play on the quick screen, it was a great tackle on a great athlete in space. And you watch all the guys run over together and celebrate with him. Every single player entered that screen all the way over there. The big guys came from all the way over there because Mike made a play. That's what it's about. And that's what you see our guys doing. When we put on our black jerseys, that's what we want to do. We want everybody be in the screen at the end of every play and enjoy the heck out of playing football, because you don't know how long you're going to get to do it.
Last week, CO came in with just a sack on the season and came out with a pair after at Pittsburgh. What are your thoughts on his development?
CO's starting to do everything faster. When you're activated, go, as you hear from me all the time, okay? And he's starting to do that better, leading with his hands more. We like CO going forward, and he's also gotten better in coverage. It's been reps, and the biggest thing that CO is doing right now is how he's working in practice. He has just gotten a little on what you asked. They've gotten better at working in practice, and that's how it translates into the game. You know, Allen Iverson's quote isn't exactly applicable to football about practice, because you got to do it at a fast speed. And it's not always in pads, but you got to do it at a fast speed to be able to do it in a game, especially as a young player. Some players have seen enough. You know, they've seen enough reps. But young guys just haven't seen enough yet. It hasn't just happened enough times right in front of their eyes or what they feel. And CO's feeling it in practice and translating to the game. And that's good. That's good for us, and it's good for him.
Coach Allen said Monday that CO, though, is just doing a better job of preparing, film study and all that stuff. And was he not taking it as serious? Because, you know, Coach Allen also said that, you know, rookies just don't know what it takes to play in the NFL, and then they have a nice shock, I guess.
Yes, and that's it. CO's spending more time on Mondays and Tuesdays. Tuesday's the player's day off. Well, CO is studying more film and calling – you know, Coach Sanders and asking or calling me and texting and saying what's in for sure in the plan early in the morning so he can start to get his mind right. Lifting on time, setting a schedule so you get up in the morning and you turn on and you set your schedule to watch film, right? We all set schedules to come to work. I know I got to get game plans in. You guys know you got to get your stories out, right? Well, young men that come out of college, their schedule's set for them a lot. But how do you set your schedule as a pro? That's where he's grown, and that's exactly right. Football is 7 days a week business. It's not always hard on your body. You got to let it rest. But on Tuesdays, you got to look and you got to prepare so that when we show all these looks real fast on a Wednesday and we're on the ball, hopefully faster than they are in practice, which is hard. But when they're on the ball really fast, what are you going to do? Oh, I know that look. I already saw that. Let me knock that guy back and make the play. And that's where he's going. And he's continue that process. If he continues that process, we'll have a pretty good pro on our hands. Same thing Miles did last year. He built himself a process and lived in it. And that's the way they grow.